tuned into my blue-eye spot, for which I could not love the less. So lovely is the looking, so lovely of a wild lake, with black rock bound, and the tall pines that towered around. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot, as upon all, of a wild lake, with black rock bound, and the tall pines that towered around. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot, and the tall pines upon all, of a wild lake, with black rock bound, and the tall pines that towered around. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot, and the tall pines upon all, towered around. But when the night had thrown her pall, then I would awake the pall to the terror of the lone lake that spot. Yet the terror was not fright, but a tremulous delight, murmuring in melody, a feeling not the joy of mine. Could teacher bright me to define your love, although the love were thine. Yet the terror was not fright. Death was in the poisonous wave, and in its gulf a fitting grave for him who thence could solace bring to his lone imagining. His solitary soul could make in screaming with his poison to my blue-eye spot, the which I could not love the less. So lovely is the lonely, so lovely of a wild lake, with black rock bound, and the tall pines that towered around. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot, and the tall pines that towered of a wild lake, with black rock bound, and the tall pines that towered around. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot, and the tall pines of fire towered, and the mystic wind went by. But when the night had thrown melody, then I would awake the pall to the terror of the lone lighted spot. Yet the terror was not fright, but a tremulous delight, murmuring in melody, a feeling not the joy of mine. Could teacher bribe me to divine your love, although the love were thine? The terror was not fright. Death was in that poisonous wave, and in its gulf a fitting grave for him who thence could solace bring to his lone imagining.